Hello, Miss Corbin.
Hello.
How difficult was the production of the documentary?
Well, I think everybody remembers the terrible bombing of Gaza. But of course, for us, we wanted to get below the surface, which in this case is literally below the surface, because we knew the war had been fought largely in tunnels. And it's, of course, hard to get access to them. But we managed through the Israeli army to get inside some of those tunnels that stretch from eastern Gaza under the border into Israel, which Hamas used in this war as a weapon. It's an asymmetric war. And, of course, Israel is very well equipped. It's a major military power in the region. Hamas is a Palestinian militant group. It's regarded as a terrorist organization by Europe and Britain and America. They don't have the wherewithal that Israel has. So for them, as their leader explained to me, they needed to choose something that they could operate and that they could use to the best effect. And they used these tunnels, which they used to infiltrate Israel and also to attempt to kidnap soldiers through those tunnels back into Gaza. And therefore, the war was fought largely in these tunnels.
So your documentary is called The War of Tunnels. You went inside these tunnels. It seemed pretty narrow and frightening. Weren't you afraid there in these tunnels?
They are narrow, and also they're very deep, 40 meters down below the surface. And in the film, you see me going down into what looks like a crater almost, and then a very small entrance. You have to wriggle in on your stomach, and then you can stand up once you're inside, because it's larger inside, but still you cannot stand fully upright. And they're very carefully constructed with concrete holding up the sides and a sort of barrel-shaped roof. And the issue for Israel is that they've had a blockade on Gaza for many years now, which is why essentially they try to stop the passage of not just weapons, but also materials that could be used in the building of bunkers and tunnels. They tried to stop this going across the border into Gaza, but they obviously failed, because there is literally hundreds of thousands of tons of cement used in these tunnels, which you see when you go inside, and how cleverly they are constructed.
So your documentary shows the Israeli military, how they warn civilians in advance before they bomb their houses. Nevertheless, thousands of Palestinians died in this war. Is there an answer why?
Well, the Israelis claim that they use surveillance techniques, and they showed us some video whereby from the planes they're watching areas, and when they see children, they often abort the attack. But nevertheless, a lot of civilians and women and children have died, because one of the issues is that they cannot see inside the houses that they are bombing. They have developed techniques to try to get people away from houses that they believe to be Hamas command and control centers and therefore targets. They use something called the knock on the roof. This is where a small warning rocket is fired first, which explodes. And when you see it, it's pretty terrifying, even seeing this warning rocket, which is non-explosive. That then gives the occupants a warning, and they have several minutes to get out. And then the main rocket hits with devastating effect, the main missile. And we show those pictures in the documentary. This is one of the methods that Israel uses to try to clear civilians out of the area, but nevertheless they have killed many hundreds of women and children. So these methods are not always successful. There's been a great deal of criticism of Israel that it's been indiscriminate in its bombing, because civilians have been hit.
Israel accuses Hamas of using civilian spots for military headquarters. What can you say to this after your investigations?
Well, one of the places I went to inside Gaza is an area called Shujaya, where there was a very, very intensive battle fought. And this is an area where the Israelis discovered the mouth of the tunnel that had obviously come out in Israel, but traced the mouth back into Gaza. And we saw a video, and I saw the area of the Wafa Hospital, which was a hospital that was bombed by the Israelis. And the Israeli video seems to show Hamas fighters firing from there, and the Israelis maintained that rockets were fired from the roof of the Wafa Hospital. And now this is just literally a pile of rubble. It was destroyed in the fighting. And it was clear to me from being in that area that intensive fighting had happened around there, and people did speak of tunnels being used. In other words, Hamas using very built-up areas to launch military attacks from, whether rockets or by using these tunnels. They have admitted launching rockets from built-up areas. The chairman of Hamas said so in the program, but his point is that they do not have access to the kind of smart weaponry whereby they could target Israeli areas accurately, and they often have to fire from built-up areas within Gaza, they claim, because Gaza itself is intensely built up and there aren't many open spaces.
So many observers think that the war has grown even more hate and a new generation of Hamas fighters. Is that the case? What would you say?
Well, we certainly met a lot of people in Gaza who were of that opinion, including one woman whose family house was hit. She's actually a journalist. She's not no apologist for Hamas, but members of her family belong to Hamas. And she told us that from the conversation she's had with people in an area called Rafah, which is a stronghold of Hamas, that many young people are saying their anger is such at the bombardment by Israel during the war that they would be supporting Hamas and joining the organization. However, it should also be said that Hamas is a militant organization. It doesn't allow dissent. It cracks down on people who speak against Hamas. And in fact, it executed more than a dozen people that it accused of being Israeli spies. So it's not possible to speak freely inside Gaza. There is fear of Hamas. So it's difficult to tell. But I certainly think that you're seeing both views expressed, and certainly a view that this war will create more recruits for Hamas.
Thanks, Ms. Corbyn, for these insights.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Nice to speak to you.